It's the Big 550 KTRS, large morning show in the afternoon. Ray Manzarek of The Doors died earlier this week. He's always a great guest on the show. I always enjoyed talking to him. VH1 Classic showed a Doors concert last night or the night before. And, you forget about these bands that only had three musicians in them. I mean, Jim Morrison's voice was the fourth instrument in that band. But you look at, Ray Manzarek on the keyboards, Robbie Krieger on the guitar, and John Densmore on the drums. They're making all that music there. Same thing with, groups like Rush, The Police, Cream. Three guys just belting it out and making it sound unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a great documentary. I can't remember if it's L.A. Woman's in the title or something, but it's just fascinating.
Last Friday, I was talking about how I was going to go see Jerry Seinfeld Saturday night. My wife and I went to see him at the Fox. Actually, coughed up the big bucks to sit in the orchestra. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how much we pay for these tickets. Usually, we cheap out and go upstairs. And when you do that, for a comedian in particular, and I noticed the same thing when I saw Bill Cosby or Brian Regan or even Louis C.K., the comedian is, the size of a raisin on stage, but they have a big screen. It's like, when you go see any big concert at Scottrade, and if you're sitting in the back, you're not seeing the concert. You're seeing a televised version of the concert, and it's the same thing. But it's weird because with a comedian in particular, you want to see their facial expressions. Jerry Seinfeld does all sorts of stuff with his faces as he's telling the stories and the jokes. And if you just watched him, we were still 25, 23 rows away from him in the orchestra. You still can't see all the nuanced stuff of what he's doing. So I found myself looking up. Here I am. I paid a lot of money for orchestra seats, and I'm watching TV. I will say he was very funny. And the opening act, usually the opening act for these kind of comedians is not that good. I think I railed against one recently.
I think it was probably the Louis C.K. one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yes,
terrible,
it was.
Terrible, terrible. This guy was a guy named Chuck Martin, who was a writer for Arrested Development. And I don't know if he's working on the new Netflix Arrested Development that comes out on Sunday. But he also wrote on some other Jerry Seinfeld stuff and a couple of other shows and was really, really funny. And the best part of all, this is what you want from an opening act, 15 minutes, thank you, good night.
Yes.
And he's out of there. And then Seinfeld came out and did 90. I mean, that's what that's what you're paying for.
Right.
Let the guy warm the room up. He was really funny. He was very clever. He was very, very, very good. Now, one other thing I got to mention about that show. We were sitting in the left orchestra section. There was a guy in the center orchestra section. Now, I'm on the aisle. I'm a tall person. I need aisle seats. So I'm across the aisle from the center section, and maybe in the middle of that section, towards the back, there was a guy who thought when he heard something funny, he shouldn't laugh.
Oh.
He shouldn't applaud. He should whistle.
Whistle?
And I don't mean
great.
I don't mean that kind of whistling. I mean the two fingers in the mouth, I got to get a cab whistle, which I could never do. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
I can't.
You want me to do that?
Well, I want you to do it, but do it away from the microphone.
All right.
I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Now, tell me when that's appropriate, except for two instances. One, you need a cab, or two, you're trying to tell your buddy who's at the other side of a crowded place, here I am. When else would you ever use that skill?
I've done it sporting events or a concert.
Okay.
Music concert.
Stop it.
Even there?
I'm telling you as a fellow audience member, this guy at a comedy show.
Yeah, no, that's
Seinfeld's
way out of line.
Up there, he's being very, very funny. He didn't say anything about it. I don't know if he could hear it, but it was very clear to all of us. I won't say he did it after every joke, but I will say in the course of the 90 minutes that Jerry was on stage, he did it about 20 times.
Maybe that's how he laughs. That could be it.
He's got some sort of
Tourette's.
Whistle, auditory
like a whistle
affliction.
Maybe he's got a whistle stuck in his throat.
He has a whistle Tourette's thing or something going.
I'm here to tell everybody who thinks that that's appropriate, it's not. It's annoying. Stop doing it. And I'm not saying this just because I'm jealous, because I can't do it. When my brother was much younger, He developed the ability to do that, and he could get you a cab in Seattle right now from wherever you are. That's how loud he could do it. It's a wonderful skill to have, but indoor voices, indoor whistles. That's what should go together. All right, now let's play the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS, and Dan has already lined up a couple of contestants here. Let's go right to him. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I won't exploit him for mine, but I will for yours, and I miss you on the radio on a daily basis. Maybe you can fill in some more for that Marvin Killjoy guy.
Actually, I'm going to be filling in for Steve Cochran this Tuesday from 10 to noon.
I'll be listening.
And we also have the syndicated show I do now on the weekends called America Weekend, which doesn't air live on KTRS, but they play it at midnight on Saturday and Sunday. That's a three-hour show I'm doing for stations around the country, and they air it here on midnight. So another opportunity for you to be annoyed by. I mean, to listen to me. But thank you, Paul. I appreciate the very kind words. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories will come spilling out, and you choose the one you want. Well, category one is appropriate since it's Memorial Day weekend. The category is just called Memorials. Category two, piano players not named Liberace. This weekend, HBO is airing their Liberace TV movie starring Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
Behind the Candelabra, isn't it?
That's correct. This is...
The keyword is behind.
It's about... Well, that's the category, piano players not named Liberace. Or you can have...
Was his brother George behind there?
Wait a second. Scott Thorson's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. The third category.
I'll put it on Facebook later.
The third category is, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like, Paul?
I think let's go with the piano player one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get eight or more, you win a fabulous prize package. Dan has gotten me twice today. Once with Garanimals and the other time with Liberace. And now I have a picture in my mind I don't need.
Oh, my goodness, man.
So anyway, 8 points or more.
I have my Dora the Explorer's on.
You'll get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
I'd like to hear the prize man as Liberace.
Yeah, can Liberace give the prizes, please?
Right you are, Paul. We're going to give you a choice between some donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Ooh, donuts.
Yeah. I love those donuts.
It's I love the holes. The holes are the best.
Florissant.
Are you sure
Florissant.
It's not the Long John?
All right, fine.
Wow.
There goes the family audience again.
Glazing.
What else do you have?
I also have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs. I love those subs.
They have a 14-inch sub there.
They
do. I believe.
They have 8-inch, 14-inch. My favorite is the 18-inch. We also have from Werenberg Theaters. Great Gatsby in 3D.
Okay. So that's a prize package of the value of
finished.
We're not done?
No,
sorry,
Lou. We also have a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
All right. Somehow that works. A prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
All right, Paul. You've chosen the category piano players not named Liberace. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who just became the first woman awarded the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song? Was it Carol King, Carly Simon, or Aretha Franklin?
I'm going to go with Carol King.
Correct. Who sang a new version of his song Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral?
Elton John.
Correct. Of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, which one played the keyboards?
Emerson.
Correct. Who had a big hit last year with the song and album Girl on Fire?
Pass.
Which rocker's album, 52nd Street, was the first compact disc produced in the United States?
Billy Joel.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Who had a big hit last year with the song and album, Girl on Fire?
No idea, Paul.
She also performed at the 12-12 concert for Sandy victims.
I love the song. I have no idea.
Her name is Alicia Keys. Can't have a piano without keys. Paul, you did well, though. You got 11 points, and so you've won Lila Liberace's prize package. I was going to say you got Liberace's Lila package. Congratulations, Paul.
That's fabulous. Yeah,
all right, thank you. Hang on, we'll tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll meet our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I really don't have a cheap plug. Just everyone remember, you know, while you're barbecuing and drinking, why we celebrate Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
If you have a flag, fly it. If you don't, get one and fly it.
All right, which category would you like? We have memorials. We have you been paying attention? Or we have Screeno Tarantino.
Let's do memorials. What the heck?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Was it Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, or Ronald Reagan?
Jimmy Carter.
Reagan. In what state would you find the Arizona Memorial?
Hawaii.
At Pearl Harbor. What city was home to the Dale Earnhardt Memorial Service?
Charlotte, North Carolina, maybe?
Correct. Which St. Louis area interstate has a sign designating it American Veterans Memorial Highway?
What highway?
Yeah. It's an interstate, so you only have a few. 270 is right. Which rhyming children's author was honored with a national memorial in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2002?
I'll guess Dr. Seuss.
That's a very good guess. That gives you 14 points, Jim. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stand by and hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number three. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to all the Quest drivers that I know are listening and have a great holiday weekend.
All right. We have you been paying attention? Screeno Tarantino, or our new third category, The War Machine?
That Tarantino thing, I guess.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In Django Unchained, who plays Django?
Johnny Depp?
Jamie Foxx. Who played the boxer on the run in Pulp Fiction?
I have no idea. Pass.
Which of his movies had characters named Blue, Brown, White, Orange, Blonde, and Pink?
I wish I hadn't picked this category. Pass.
Yeah. Chose it of your own free will.
I know.
In what movie did Tarantino direct Pam Grier in the title role?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Well, here's a multiple choice question, so you got a one out of three shot.
Okay.
Which of these TV shows has Quentin Tarantino never appeared on? Golden Girls, Alias, or The Practice?
The Practice.
You are correct. Is there any point in going back to the other questions, Donna?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. Sorry. Punish me.
That's okay. The boxer in Pulp Fiction was Bruce Willis. Blue, Brown, White, Orange, Blonde, and Pink were Reservoir Dogs, and Pam Grier was Jackie Brown. All you got was the five-pointer, Donna, and that means I do have to punish you. I mentioned that Ray Manzarek of The Doors died earlier this week, so we have a couple of really bad versions of Doors songs for you, and I'm going to give you a choice. You can have one-time sex goddess of the screen, Mae West, or the kid who did one good movie as Schwarzenegger's sidekick in Terminator 2, Edward Furlong. Which one would you like?
Let's go to the first one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Mae West.
Oh, my goodness. It's good so far.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie. If I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher.
Gee, she made it, boy.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
The answer to the question, what killed Jim Morrison?
Oh.
Donna, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm going to go the same way as Jim, and let's remember what Memorial Day is really for, not just barbecuing and partying, but remembering our veterans.
All right. We have you been paying attention? That's our topical category of the week. Or the war machine? Those are the only two categories left.
Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which national group announced yesterday that it will begin admitting openly gay members next January?
The Boy Scouts.
Right. How did Joanne Chesimard make news this week? Was she elected the first female president of South Africa, made the first woman on the FBI's most wanted list, or the new commissioner of the IRS?
South Africa.
Nope. Most wanted list. Where was a sergeant charged this week with secretly filming cadets in the school's showers and locker rooms?
West Point.
West Point is right. In what state did pieces of a cargo plane land on a woman's house Sunday afternoon? Alaska, Georgia, or Indiana?
Alaska?
Georgia. What brand of fruit-flavored beverages and iced tea was started by Leonard Marsh, who died this week at age 80?
Apple.
Snapple is correct. By the way, that plane was flying from Alaska, from Anchorage, Alaska, to Georgia, and before it got to Hartsfield Airport, the right wing fell off.
Oh, I hate that.
Landed safely, though, a 747 cargo plane.
But it kept going in circles.
Scott, you got the 5, the 3, and the 1. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll bring in contestant number 5. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just want to say I hear you guys coming in loud and clear about 2.5 hours north still.
Where are you?
Up near Winchester, Illinois.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate that. One category left on the board here, Ben, and it's all yours. It's the war machine. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group led by Mullah Muhammad Omar seized control of Kabul, Afghanistan in 1996 and implemented a strict interpretation of Islamic law?
Taliban.
Correct. In what country were the Nazi concentration camps Auschwitz and Birkenau located?
Poland.
Correct. What nation seized the USS Pueblo in 1968, charged its crew with spying, and held them for 11 months?
Soviet.
North Korea. From what state was the first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus, launched in 1954 from a town called Groton?
California.
Connecticut. Which U.S. president pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders?
Let's go with Carter. I don't know.
Did you say Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
That's correct, Ben. 5 and 2 and 1 is 8 points. You're a winner as well. And we have to put Edward Furlong back where he belongs in the whatever happened to file while we give you a bunch of prizes. And stand by. Dan will tell you how you get them, okay?
All righty. Thanks.
And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.